Francis Nash began WUGO and WGOH in Grayson right out of high school in 1966. He started as a DJ and eventually worked his way to becoming the station's manager. His popular morning news began airing back in the 1980s. Nash was an active member of the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and the recipient of their highest honor, the Al Temple Award, in 2005. In 2005, he was also inducted into the Kentucky Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Being on air for 50 years has created a lot of memories for Nash.
Working with the community, the advertisers, you know, I did a lot of, I did commercials for hundreds of businesses over the years, trying to help them. So that was, the morning show, I worked the morning show for 30 years. So, being the first, a lot of people say, first thing they do in the morning, turn on the radio. And so I was there for about 30 years to try to get people going in the morning, so to speak.
Nash also did the play-by-play for East and West Carter High School sports.
We went to the state tournaments, and of course the biggest thing was the 2000 state championship for broadcast for the West Lady Comets. And then after that, I wrote the book about Hop Brown and the Lady Comets that we published in 2003.
In addition to that, Nash has published two other books called Towers Over Kentucky, A History of Radio and TV in the Bluegrass State, and Historical Views of Carter County. Nash was also instrumental in getting Grayson's cable television channel up and running. Grayson's TV 14 has been on air for several years and continues to be a local favorite. Even though Nash's radio career has come to an end, that doesn't mean he's retiring. He plans to dedicate his time to teaching. Carter Christian Academy was lacking a high school teacher, and after a year of doing some part-time teaching, officials there asked Nash to join their staff full-time.
So when my 50 years came, I'd always said I probably would step down after 50 years, let the younger generation take over. So I said, when they asked me to come full-time and teach this year, I said, well, maybe that's what I ought to do. So I'm going to teach, I guess.
Nash says he will also devote more time to his job as the pastor of a church in Owingsville. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Chapman.